Happy holidays! It's FalconCast, your official podcast of the Atlanta Falcons, the holiday version. I'm Matt Moore, next to Jay Adams and Reed Farron. It's finally here. Opening week of the NFL season. Like we said, next week, will be Jay and I will be joining you in London, a little podcast from the other side of the pond.
You guys got to bring back at least two souvenirs.
Yes, we are in London, not Barcelona. We're excited to play the Lions.
And I got you your own Big Ben clock, my friend. See? Huh? Just take care of our business. And
Everything. That's right. Let the chips fall where they may, right? One chip and a chair.
Chip and a chair. That's what we got,
man. Where'd you pick that idiom up?
Probably Vegas. Probably. And I probably got crushed and I had one chip. Hey, chip and a chair.
That's all you need.
I'm Matt Moore. Look at this. Look at the Goodyear blimp angle over here. I like this new camera angle. I'm Matt Moore next to Jay Adams, Reed Farron. We get into week.
No, where's Big Ben?
Big Ben, we're under repairs. We're going to get this battery fixed on that thing.
We'll bring him back for Steelers.
Yeah, we'll bring him back. We said we'd bring Big Ben back when we play the Steelers, so.
Now's the time.
Knowing that they've still got a shot, chip in a chair, as we
chip in a chair, as we say. I said before, a chip in a chair, chip in a chair. we're in crunch time, aren't we, guys? But we still have, what I say, a chip in a chair. But if you don't win this Sunday, no more chips.
No more chips, no more chairs after this Sunday if you don't win.
Us against the world mentality. Oh. Go,
go
out, Raymond James Stadium, on the road.
How many more you can get there?
Yeah, let's see.
I mean, backs are against the wall. Seriously.
All right, so last week, before we break, we did a break with Bosak. He's running our board right now. And he asked us what Falcon we'd want to have a beer with.
I'd rather have a beer with Harry Douglas and get to know the real secret behind at Secret Deodorant. Which secret favorite?
I'd like to have a beer with this Bosak dude. When I first read that, I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. They want it. And then I was like, wait a sec. Is that your dad's Twitter account? And he's on, and we're also giving him a free plug for Jim Spirit Wear.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jim, we just gave you a free plug.
Jim Spirit Wear.
How about making us some FalconCast shirts? What do
there
you say, Jim?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, hey, do you like our shirts, by the way? Do you like these? But my man Jim, you know, you give Jim Spirit Wear a plug, and he sends you a free coffee mug and some awesome FalconCast shirts.
Thanks, Jim.
So,
that's right. Thank you,
hey,
Jim.
Hey, they look good. I'm going to wear this out.
Oh, yeah.
He suited out the whole crew.
Yeah, he did. On the person that loses this competition may have to buy the other two lunch. So we're going to pick the most important player of this game, and then we'll keep track and see kind of who wins, who loses on next week.
I think I picked Julio Jones the first week, and I'm going to go back with Julio. I think I had Julio.
I'm riding number 11, Julio Jones.
Julio is probably going to be our winner.
Julio's going to win.
Thanks,
Julio.
I'm going with Julio. I'm riding the Julio Jones bus.
Yeah, I got to get back on the winning pony here, so I'm going to go with the old safe bet and say Julio Jones.
Jay, you had Julio Jones. And it's fun to make new rules. Can we make a rule that...
He's going to take Matt Ryan.
No more Julio picks rest of the year. I think I won.
You did.
I had Devin Hester. Hey, I think I got a streak going on here. Yeah. So, look at that. I went on a tear here.
You did.
And I passed Reed.
I'm going to do this very original paper toss thing.
All right. Oh, there it goes. Take us out right there, Bosak.
Oh.
Thanks for tuning in this week edition.
Oh, you got it!